Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Authentic You Radio, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology, where we are tapping into the magic of the cosmos for practical guidance and wisdom with your host, Janet Hickox, intuitive astrologer and numerologer.
Everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology. Today is a great day. We have Reverend Judith Salt back with us to do mini tarot readings for everybody. And we're actually going to take some time and talk to her today. How's that? Because last time when we had her on the show, we wanted to get to the readings and we didn't even get to talk to her. So I wanted to be able to introduce her to you guys today. So her Judith Salt is a reverend and a tarot card reader, and I also want to bring up that she's a numerologist as well. She is a gifted reader and counselor who uses the tarot cards to help her clients. I've experienced a reading from her and found it to be very profound in helping me to find the directions in my own life. And when Judith reads, she communicates with your guides and your angels, who often have direct personal guidance for you. And we actually saw this with her on the show the last time, as she actually picked up and emailed me after the show with a message for one of the people she had done a card reading for. And Judith says that with tarot, you always have choices, not a loss of free will or an unavoidable future. Readings are always focused on you and the tools you can employ for moving forward in your life. Judith reads for individuals, couples, and businesses. She reads tarot at special occasions like holiday, birthday, anniversary, and bachelorette parties. And she is a non-denominational ordained minister, life coach, intuitive reader, and a compassionate person. Welcome, Judith.
Hi.
How are you this fine day?
I am fabulous, and it is so wonderful being here. We had so much fun last time, and as always, I enjoy being able to talk with you and to talk to your show, to your folks. Janet, I just pulled a card for you for the show and for today. I like doing that in order to get the energy flowing. And
I love it.
The card that we have for day for today is the Temperance card. Now, something for your reader, your listeners to realize is when a person does a tarot reading, the reader has a relationship with their cards or their guides or whatever form it is that they use the readings, that they use to do the readings. And so the if I draw a particular card, I draw that card because because that card represents what the guides want to tell you from my perspective. If the guides want to tell you the same thing with a different reader, they may use a different card because of the relationship that reader has with their cards. So that may sound a little bit confusing, but it'll probably be more clear as you go along. But that's why when somebody will have a reading and then look up the card in a book, and they'll say, well, it's kind of like what I was told, but not exactly. And that's why, because it has to do with the relationship that the readers have to the card and the way they're reading them. So,
well, and it comes from your intuitive self then, right, is basically
exactly
what you're saying. Yeah, because it's coming through your filter, and the message is an intuitive hit that you have on what it means for me, right?
That's exactly right. So the card that we have today is the Temperance card. It's an archetype or a major arcana. A reminder that only about one-third of the cards in the deck are major arcana, and so we'll see how often those come up. That's one of the ways that I judge the importance and significance of a reading. Even though all of the cards are important, the archetype and the major arcanas have even more that have more of a punch. So your card for the show today, about the show, is Temperance. And the Temperance card is about bringing balance into all aspects of your life. I refer to the Temperance card as a stew card. You're not only balancing two things, you're like the Justice card or the twos in the suit cards, you're balancing everything that's in your life. So, for the show today and for where you are right now with the show is that you have, you're balancing who you are as a hostess, who you are as an astrologer, who you are as a compatriot, a friend. You're balancing all of those things in order to make the perfect show. So,
wow,
what your card is for today.
I just love that card, Temperance, because it reminds me, I don't know if any of my listeners watch the TV show Bones, but her name is the main character, her name is Temperance. I always thought that's such a funny name, but it suits her perfectly when you think about what you just told me about balance in all aspects of your life. Oh,
that's
great.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So before we jump in, and I know we've got lots of people here who are going to want readings today. I can see the queue is pretty much full here. I want to ask you some questions about you. First of all, I want you to tell us all how you got to be where you are today doing things like tarot readings. Because, I mean, did that just come up overnight, or have you been doing this for a long time? You know, give us a little background on yourself.
Okay. I have been an intuitive, a psychic all my life. When I was a child, I was punished for it. My parents, my family thought I was lying. It was discounted, and it was very confusing, and I'm sure a lot of your intuitive listeners have had a similar experience. Because as a child, you experience the world as you do, and you're expecting that everybody else is experiencing the world in a similar way. So when they tell you you're doing something wrong, you're thinking to yourself, well, what could I be doing wrong? Because there isn't a line that separates the way you see in additional dimensions. I'm of an age, I'm an elder, and I did not know, but I wasn't exposed to any books, any sources, or resources at all around people like me. I would see things in movies and later on in TV and in books, where, oh, my God, they would have the tarot, the hanged man, or the death card, always with a drumbeat and danger. And so it wasn't until I was in my 30s that I met my first teacher, my first spiritual teacher, Emily Amanette Wood. And she introduced me to the tarot, and within a week, I knew all of the cards and had a very deep affiliation with him. And whenever I saw the cards in movies and, you know, whatever, there was a part of me that said, oh, yeah, the tarot. Well, it turns out that it was remembering for me. And I look at tarot, so I've been reading for 35 years or so.
Wow.
And when I read, part of this remembering is healing. I look at the cards as a healing tool. So if the death or the devil or the hanged man or other cards that are often considered to be challenging cards come up in a reading, I think it's wonderful because it's coming up in perfect timing for when you, the readee, can deal with it. And you get the tools. How do I do it? So if I'm looking at a card and it's the devil card, for example, and somebody goes, oh, my God, the devil. The first thing I always tell people, if the death and the devil card come up, it doesn't mean anybody's going to die or go to hell. And that's the way it is. But so when the devil card comes up, when you look at the devil, you'll see in most decks there are two people who are chained in bondage to the devil, but the chain around them is loose, and they can lift it up. And so when the devil card comes up in a reading, you can lift it off. You can get rid of what's held you in bondage. And then you pull a card to find out how to do it. And then you get your escape, you get your key. That's why I love tarot.
Now,
that's
you know,
a
that's
lot more answer probably than you wanted.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect because it leads me to another really good question, and that is, mm-hmm. you know, why is it that people are often afraid of the cards or of getting a reading such as this from the tarot? What happened here?
Oh, because it's had a bad rap through drama, media, books, as not real tarot, but not real books and things like that, but from the way it's been projected and portrayed in usually mystery novels, and now there are some books that have been coming out in the last 10 years or so where the drama or the mystery that's involved with them is also humorous sometimes or, mm-hmm. you know, has a different flavor. But certainly early on, and, you know, when I started reading all those years ago, there were only a couple of authors when I teach tarot, I would often use these old books. And so give you an example, the Five of Earth shows in the traditional deck, so show some old people looking very sad and depressed, going by a church window, and they're obviously poverty-stricken.
Yes,
and Douglas Albert's interpretation of that was destitution, hopelessness, helplessness, failure, unemployment. And I think, my God, I'd never be able to give, you know, somebody that kind of information in a reading. So about the time I was learning tarot, there were Gail Fairfield was starting, Mary Greer. I should have made a list of some of the wonderful, wonderful readers. But they were coming out with a new, more positive approach. Vicki Noble and Karen Vogel came out with the Mother Peace deck, the first feminist deck in 1981. And so a new kind of interpretation, Rachel Pollack, another one.
Yeah.
And so there were new interpretations as I was beginning to read that were coming out. And then my own innate sense of understanding of the cards is that they are a healing tool.
Ah, which is a better way to look at this in the long run, because that's the purpose behind it, is healing or, you know, making one whole, bringing us to wholeness.
Right, and so going back to your question that I kind of danced around is old-time readers often would read in such a way to make the person who is receiving the reading dependent on them.
Yeah.
So they would end the reading just as this terrible thing was going to be happening. My opinion, a reader should never leave you in that situation. there's always an escape route. And as a reader, I believe the reader's obligation is to take that person out of fear and to show them how to deal with it. Now, all of my readings are not Pollyanna readings. There are some times that there's bad news in it, although I do not deal with physical death or illness. But having said that, sometimes there is, oh, look, you're going to have a financial setback, going back to that five of Earth. Looks like you may have a financial setback, but it's a temporary one. Let's see how you can get past it. That kind of thing. So, and then I've had people say to me, wow, I had reading years ago, and it was so accurate, it scared me to death. And I think to myself, so you don't want an accurate reading?
Just give me the fluff.
Yeah. What does that serve? Lie to me. So that's not very, in my opinion, that's not very useful. I mean, and what's very cool about when I do readings, because I talk to your guides and your guides communicate through me to you. I mean, they're communicating to both of us. And a lot of times people haven't learned how do I communicate with my guides. That's one of my most frequently asked questions. But because I'm speaking with your guides, it gives me a whole nother level of understanding, and the information that's there, it really is there to help you. Yeah.
I love it. That's great. Well, speaking of helping, we probably need to start taking some of our callers, because I can tell you there are lots of them. Are you ready for this? And we'll get back to some other questions for you, too. But I want to take Susan. She was our first person calling in today. Susan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Susan. How are you today?
All over the place. Emotionally today.
Oh, well, you know what? Join the club. It's been that sort of week. It's been that sort of month. Even astrologically, things have just been strange. So I'm going to turn you over to Judith and let you ask her question, or ask your question and have her pull some cards for you. How's that?
Great.
Okay, good. Go ahead, Judith.
Okay, and this is for Susan and everybody else who's in line for a reading, because I want to try and answer as many people's questions as possible. So when it's your turn, please have an idea of what is the information you would like to walk away with today. And remember, this is only a 1-3 card reading, so you can't ask me 2 or 3 questions, or you'll end up getting junk, because it would be too much for that. Okay, Susan, so do you know what you're emotional about?
I'm emotionally about life with my, of what my brother said to me, but basically I'm asking about a relationship that I'm in. If there's anything that I should know about this individual, because my family's upset with the arrangement I'm in.
Okay. Is there
they put doubt in my mind, so it makes me upset. Mm-hmm.
What was that last part you said?
They put doubt in my mind, and I can't.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah.
Okay. So, because the reading is about you, and again, I want other people in the queue to be aware of this. I'm not going to go into any other anybody else's psychic space. But I called, while you were talking, I called on Susan's guides and asked them to participate in this reading with me. So what we want to know is, if you stay in this relationship, what energy are you drawing to yourself? And if you leave the relationship, what energy are you drawing to yourself? Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So The card that represents generally the relationship, and by the way, I don't look at the cards until I don't turn them over until I'm reading them, so it's a surprise to me too, is a major arcana. It's a hanged man. And the hanged man is hanging by his ankles, not his neck. He's hanging by his ankles, and he's getting a new perspective. So even if no other card came up, it's important for you to get a new perspective on this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He hangs upside down, and then he looks around, and when he's gotten a new perspective, I'm not saying yay or nay about the relationship, but when you've gotten a new perspective, you've looked into things in a different way. Maybe you've done a Google search. Maybe you've looked at things that people have said about him. You get a different perspective. Then you get down and you can take action on that.
Mm-hmm.
If you stay in the relationship, this is another major arcana. If you stay in the relationship, there will be very, very fast, rapid changes. And you have the opportunity to be in the driver's seat and to be in charge of the relationship. And,
wow.
But you can only do that
mm-hmm.
after you've gained the perspective. So you can't
mm-hmm.
jump carry it. You've got to get the perspective first. If you leave the relationship, there is the card that came up is the Nine of Earth in a reverse position, and it would be losing something that is of value to you.
Oh, yes.
So that would be, it's in a reverse position, and so the Earth card in that sense is what makes you feel secure about yourself. Is that helpful?
Oh my God, it's so much on what happened and what another person said to me today. Exactly. And that
okay.
person feels me and is not that person who I'm talking about, but kind of said everything what you said. It's just confirming it.
That's great. So be sure
I have to be more assertive, but yet not listen to what other people say, but take a light what they said and be in charge, not to be in the back seat and
exactly.
you speak up. Wow.
Exactly. And not to get off track.
Oh, that's what I do all the time. Yep.
Not around the relationship. Don't get
yep.
off track either from what's being said or from what appropriate action is.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow, that's amazing.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Susan.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow, that was great. Great advice.
Good.
Okay, who do we have next? Is it Trudy? Tootie?
Hi, it's Dee.
Dee. I'm sorry, Dee.
Yes.
How are you today?
Not real good. Not real good.
Oh,
okay.
Dear. Well, let's see if we can't find out something.
Okay.
Dee, what would you like to walk away knowing?
I'd like to know if I'm going to leave my husband or if I'm going to be able to get him out of the house.
Okay, so your decision has been made that that the relationship is not going to continue. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so let's look at what is best, and I'm calling on these guys, my guys. Excuse me, it's a vehicle. Okay, what is your best course of action regarding your husband?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Okay, so the card that came up around the theme of this is the Seven of Earth in an upright position. Sevens are what I call the peripheral card. You think that you've looked at all the options. You think you've looked at everything that can happen, and yet there are more options than what you realize. And Earth is about what's going to keep you safe, how you're going to pay your bills. It's how you are on this Earth, on this plane. And so when the Seven of Earth comes up, it's saying that you think you have this option, I'm going to leave my husband or he's going to leave me. But in actuality, there are more options that are available out there. So your best course of action is to go into a quiet space, and it is pretty much the meditation card, and looking at the relationship. It's time for you to be able to articulate what it is that where the relationship is going, has gone astray, and to look at more options that you have. So that in this meditative state, and you don't have to sit cross-legged and going, when I'm talking about meditation, I'm talking about taking some quiet time to sit down. And the way you're going to do that is by drawing on your strength. And the strength card is a major arcana, and again, it's in a reverse position. So you have a lot of internal strength. Now, what's likely to get in your way is your absolute exhaustion over having dealt with this for however long a period of time. It has moved you to the point of exhaustion. This Ten of Fire is, it starts with the one in the suit, and then it goes all the way around to make that complete circle to the 10. And by the time you get there, it's exhaustion. It's called the cage. Have you looked into mediation?
No, it's too far gone.
No. It's mediated divorce. Separation. Yeah. It's not about trying to get you back together. It's about trying to have a separation that in some cases is more compatible than the whole marriage was.
Yes. Yes, I have looked into that.
Okay. And with a mediator, not a lawyer.
Okay. I didn't know about that. Okay.
Yeah, that's an option, and that is going to be an option that's going to give you more strength. It's going to give you, within the relationship itself, the relationship coming to an end, it will give you more strength than it otherwise would. And this came to me from your guides.
Okay.
You may eventually have to go to an attorney, but there are attorneys who advertise that there is mediation the word I want? I think it is. Would you email me Judith, JUDYTH, at lifepathexpressions.com, and I will forward you the exact wording that I want. I don't know the person to send you to, but at least what for you to look at. And that will get you to the next step in a way that is probably the safest way to move forward. And are you safe in the relationship?
Not really, no. No.
Okay, and then this is not the time to argue about who's going to get the house. Get out, get safe. That's the most important thing.
Well, I did, and I went to a woman's shelter, but I had to come back because they were closing up, and every other shelter in the area had a waiting list.
Okay, then go to the mediation person and attorney, email me, and we'll go from there. I don't want you and I don't want to leave you in an unsafe situation. So this bears further discussion in more privacy than on the radio.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dee.
Be safe.
So
okay.
That was great. That I love the way you handled that. And I was just thinking too. Our next person up is Danielle. But before we actually go into Danielle, if people don't know what to ask as a question, maybe they just need, you know, some guidance from you. Can they just say, "What do my guides want to tell me?" kind of thing?
Exactly. Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, so that's why I say, what do you want to know? Sometimes people say, well, what I really want to know is, like in this situation, that question would be, what I really want to know is how to end this relationship and be safe.
Be at peace.
Yeah, so but they don't know how to articulate the question. And that's what I'm good at, is helping people articulate the question.
Getting down to it. Okay. Sounds good.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's see, we have a Danielle. Danielle, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi there.
Danielle.
How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Peachy.
Doing terrific. Okay, what can I do for you, Danielle?
Well, my question is kind of like the same as the first person's question, Susan's. I've been seeing somebody for about a month now, and I was wanting to know about the relationship or what the card said about it.
Okay. Okay, so calling on Danielle's guides. And by the way, my overall prayer is let none of my opinions or enter this reading in any way without so stating.
Okay.
That separates me from the guides. Okay, so about Danielle's relationship. Oh, now, this is interesting. In this particular deck, there are, in most tarot decks, there are 78 cards. In this particular deck, there are 79 cards. And the 79th card is called the Unknown. And when that comes up, there really is stuff that the cosmos isn't willing to reveal at this point. And did you say why?
No, I said nice.
Oh, nice, yeah. Yeah. Now, the Unknown card is a neutral card. It's neither good nor bad, but it is it's saying that it's almost like someone's walking on a fence, and they really don't know which way they're going to, which way gravity is going to pull them off the fence. It isn't known in the cosmos right now. But because it is the Unknown card, I'm going to draw a card that says, what is the best way for Danielle to move forward in this, regarding this relationship? And Seven of Fire, hold your passion down. Temper your passion to a certain extent around it. That's why it's kind of a crummy card to think about when you're, you know, in the beginning of a relationship. But don't burn your fire too hot in the beginning, because there are going to be a lot of different things that are going to be coming up within the next, I'm getting a six. It's either 6 weeks or 6 days. No, closer to 6 weeks. Things that are going to come up for you within this relationship, and the relationship will look different. Again, I'm not talking about good or bad. It's going to look different. And part of what you're learning in this relationship, and at this stage, after you've only been in the relationship for a month, part of what you're learning is how you want to create it if it does move forward. Looking at your boundaries, looking at red flags, looking at what is really, really fun about it, being able to look at all of those kinds of things. That's where you are right now. That is where you need to be. Mm-hmm. Is that helpful?
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, because I know we're not going to grow old together and we're not getting married and all that stuff. You know, I already know that. I was just, you know, wanting to see what is transpiring. But, yeah, you're spot on about I've had to set my boundaries, and I have been, there have been some red flags that have been raised.
Well, and there's, and the last card I pulled up for you is what I refer to as the wish I would have could have card. And three cups are spilled over. It's five of cups. Three cups are spilled over, and when that cup is spilled over, it says that there is a set of hurt, of sadness, of remorsefulness, of things that are perhaps from a past relationship that's being brought into this relationship. So this relationship right now is more like glue. You're not just carrying the baggage from this relationship. You're carrying the baggage from other relationships as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. Both of us are.
Now, the thing about this, the wish I would have, could have card, you know, I wish I had done that, I could have done this, blah, 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 is that there are, in the background, there are two cups that are upstanding to overflowing. So you have to get past the wish I would have, could have, and get instead to look at those cups that are upright. Because otherwise you've got a very crowded relationship with you and your exes.
Right, right.
Okay?
Interesting. Yeah,
for sure, I knew that. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye,
appreciate
Daniel.
It. Bye.
Very interesting. Very interesting stuff you're coming up with here today. Let's see. We have next a Wanda, I think it is.
Hey, this is Jovia in the chat room. My question is, my brother's deceased, and I've gotten control over his estate, but there's a man that's claiming that he owns the house. So he, anyways, how is that going to turn out? He scared me to court, but he says he leased it to purchase, but he never lived there. My brother lived there. He died there in the house.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I'm...
Yeah.
I don't think... you cut out a couple times on the line.
Oh, sorry.
So I didn't... I think I missed something important.
Okay. This
Janet,
is about
did you
my
hear
brother's
it?
Estate, my brother's house. He died in
okay,
his house.
Okay, your brother has passed.
Yes.
And
okay. Upon passing, this man told me that my brother leased him to own that house that my brother was living in. He showed me we found a contract, but we think it's a forgery. And he has came against me trying to file a claim against the house and told them that I refused payments. At first, I was going to do it because I thought it was real, but he would not come and give me the money. He refused to give me money. Now he's filing a claim against the house. And I was going to see how that turned out.
Well, that's interesting.
It is.
Now going into my, but this is my own opinion because I have to get it out of the way before I pull the cards so that I don't pull cards with that in mind. But if he was leasing to own, then he would still have to be paying whoever inherited the house.
There was no will, and he assumed whenever he claimed that he owned it, he assumed because my brother had no kids that the house went to him automatically.
No, it wouldn't.
And my brother's death, we do believe it's a homicide. I don't know if this man had anything to do with it or what. Don't know anything yet.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to see what your death course of action is.
Okay.
Darn it, I've your name slipped my mind. I need that.
Wanda.
For...
Wanda.
Wanda? Wanda, mm-hmm. Okay. I get excited about my cards. Okay, what came up for you? Oh, it's perfect, perfect. Love this. Okay, so what came up for you is a magician in an upright position. And this represents you. And so what you need to do is to be very clear with yourself. The magician is a one. Then the number one, he's like an Aries. I say, never mind. He has that independence. He has that ideas. The magician can take the what he wants to create. It's a perfect manifestation card. He takes what he wants to create. And he moves it through ritual, through passing, grounds it onto this earth and manifests it. It's in an upright position, so you're going to be able to manifest what it is that you want. So, Wanda, the best thing for you to do is to be really clear about what you want to manifest. And then let's say what you want to manifest is your...
the release of my brother, release of the claim to my brother's house, which I believe it's not true. He does not own my brother's house, never has. It's trickery.
Yeah.
He's trying
yeah.
to deceive,
and,
trying to gain something out of greed from anybody.
Right.
That's all it is,
but
the way
what
I
we're
feel.
Doing, but what we're doing now
yeah.
is talking about what the possibilities are rather than being able to manifest and pull out. And so... It's looking at what it is that that you want to create, and then doing. Do you ever do any kind of ceremony?
No. Just
okay.
meditate.
Okay. So I want you to sit down with, and this is coming from your guide. A house, a picture of the house. And if you have a picture of the house and your brother, then put that in the center. And I have a sense that you may not have a picture of the house with your brother. So go by
yeah,
and...
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Okay. And put that in the center of a table. Then I want you to put in something, all of these things around the house and... specifically around the house and around your brother, and something that represents earth, you know, the house itself, maybe something from the yard or something from the garden, water, if he's got a fountain or something like that, air, is it just the take a feather, that would represent air or something like that. What did I leave out? Earth, wind. Earth, that's air. Earth, air, water, fire. And then light a candle, particularly if you have any kind of a candle or a candle holder that was meaningful, perhaps when you had family dinners or something like that. I want you to put...
I've got one of his candles. I've got one of his candles right here beside my lamp.
Perfect. Then I want you to go ahead and put those in the four directions around this picture. And I want you to call on whoever you call on, your angels, guides, fairies, God, goddess, whoever it is that you call on. I usually use the phraseology of the one because I do. And but whatever you're comfortable with, and you call on them and you say the words of power, something along the lines of, there is one power, the perfect power. I want to call on the perfect power of the spirits and of being. I call on my brother's spirit, to help resolve this issue. I am willing to follow what my brother's spirit wants, but I need a clear view, and I need it now. Something along those lines, okay? And then you sit and you meditate with it for a while, and then what's going to happen is there's going to be several options that are coming, are going to come to you, and you will be, and the options will become very clear about what it is for you to do. Now, this is all on an esoteric level. You also need to see an attorney.
Yeah, I've got an attorney.
Okay. Okay.
He says the guy hasn't got anything, but see, I don't know if the guy was going in the house after my brother said. I don't know if he went there and took the date. I don't know what all he took. After my brother was deceased, for 7 days straight, people were breaking into his house. He was one of them.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, you get a
padlock? The guy that padlocked the house.
Yeah, you've got a padlock, and then you can also get a restraining order.
Oh, good idea.
Okay?
Okay,
but
thank
do
you.
That ritual, because your brother is wanting to get that clear, and he's going to give you a message. I don't know how he's going to give you the message, but you're going to look for coincidences. Look for, here is a piece of paper of something that he left. You're going to find something that's going to guide you.
A synchronicity type of thing.
Yeah, I've been looking through his paperwork. All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
I think you're going. The paperwork will be important, but you're also going to find something in an unexpected place.
Okay.
That's probably
I have not been back in the house since the man put the padlock on it. We tore off the first one. I'm not padlocking it. The guy is.
Oh, okay. Then you.
He was
then
trying to claim my brother's furniture. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Immediately get a restraining order. Hack off that lock and put your own lock on there.
Okay. All right. I will do that probably Monday. I can't do it tomorrow.
Do it earlier if you can.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Goodness.
Okay.
So now we have, I think, Sharon is on the line.
Hi.
Hi, Sharon.
Sharon.
How are you?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. You guys are fantastic. And I think I'll just ask for the message from my guide.
Okay. What do Sharon's guides want her to know? Oh, you are at a crossroads in your life right now, and you are going to be making a choice, and that choice involves moving forward and doing things as you've always done them, or doing them in the new way. This card is the Lover's card, and most of the time it isn't about lovers, most of the time per se. It's about making the choice. In the traditional decks, it's like sacred and the profane, choosing between, in the real traditional decks, there would be a man with his woman, a fiance, and then there would be the older woman, the mother, looking down, and so having to choose between his wife and his mother. In other cards, it might be having to choose between the lover and his wife, or it's always making a choice. So your guides want you to know that, yes, you really are at a choice, and do you know what that choice is about?
Well, I'm totally free, and I'm heading out on the road on Monday, and I don't really know where I'm going.
Oh, how wonderful. That, look, it's the fork in the road. I love it.
It actually is.
It's absolutely perfect. And what your cards are saying is have courage and follow the spark of life. So if you don't know, all things being equal, and you say, gosh, shall I go this direction or that direction? Do you talk to your guides very often?
I try, but I don't feel like I get hear the messages.
This is going to be the perfect thing. Go on my website, email me, and I will send you my most recent newsletter because I have a coin tossing ritual on there. But one of the ways to talk to your guides is to, if you're, if all things are being equal and you really don't know, do I want to go right or left, then you tell the guides, I want you to take me, and it may be to some place I can spend the night, or it may be to some place I want to have an adventure, whatever it is in that moment that you want to find. And you pull over the side of the road. Don't do this when you're driving. You pull over to the side of the road, and you say, if it's heads, I go this way. If it's tails, I go that way. I'm going to do what you tell me to do. I want to communicate with you. I want to play with you. Your guides want to play with you. You flip the coin, and you do what it says, and you will have an adventure. But be sure to invite them to play. And then be sure that you are letting them know what the question is, this road or that road. And you'll have a fabulous adventure. And please email me and let me know what this adventure is like as you get on the road. I just pulled another card. You're going to meet lots and lots of people. You're going to have a very exciting time.
Wonderful.
I want to go.
I see no danger signs here.
Oh, good. Yeah,
okay.
I don't see any of that out there either.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Have a wonderful trip.
Thank you so much.
That's
Namaste.
Awesome.
Oh, hey, how
gosh,
are you doing
so
with lineup?
We have one more person that I want to make sure gets in.
Hello?
And that is Anne. Anne, is that you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's me. Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. I'm good. And how are you?
I'm good. Thanks. I just want to let our listeners know that if we are running over time, we'll go off air. However, you can still sit in and listen so that we can finish up with Anne here and get Judith's information out to everybody. Okay? So with that, Anne, go ahead and ask your question.
Hello?
Janet,
yes, hi.
Before we do that, may I give out my website in case people
can't stay on?
My website is Life Path Expressions, LifePathExpressions.com. You can also find me at Judith Sult. S is in Sam, ULT, like in consult. And you can go on my website, you can email me, and you can sign up for my newsletter or whatever, and I would love to make your acquaintance. So, Anne, what is your question?
My question about my job, where I am now, there will be 2 promotions coming. And I was wondering if you see that I will get any of them.
Okay. Okay, so you want to know how to move forward. What is your day and month of birth?
Actually, my birthday is tomorrow, May 31st. I know that there will be 2 promotions. They were announced that they will put on the website that they will be hiring people for the higher-level positions, and it's it's like a promotion for people inside to apply for these promotions also.
Okay, well, this is a good year, your personal year from January to December. This is a really good year for you to take responsibility. So for promotion one, I'm going to draw a card, and for promotion two, I'm going to draw a card for you. The first card that I drew in general, though, is, again, that wish I would have, could have card. And so there is something that is gearing you, setting you up around these promotions that you feel makes you vulnerable. Maybe I should have done this before. I wish I had done this. I wish I could have done that. Does that ring true?
You mean like I wish I apply for the promotions before, or what do you mean?
That right now you're feeling a sadness that either you were looked over for something in the past.
Yeah, I was looked over the promotion in the past. That's why I feel kind of sad a little bit. And, you know, I'm very qualified, and it's just the way things were. They happened about a couple of years ago, so I missed that promotion, and it took a long time until they have another two promotions, and I'm just kind of, I don't know.
Okay. I'm not getting cards that are looking very particularly good for these promotions, in all honesty.
Mm-hmm.
So I drew additional cards, and there's something else that's coming up. It may not even have to do, I don't think you're going to get either of these promotions, but I think something better is coming up right after that. It may even end up being connected to these. But there are two cards. One of them is the Wheel of Fortune, which is, the turning of the wheel, and the other one is called the Great Work. And so what's coming up for you is really beyond what either of these promotions would give to you.
Because actually these promotions is a full-time job, and I'm financially struggling, so I need a full-time job to be able to make ends meet. And,
right.
You mean so I will not get any of them?
It isn't saying directly no,
mm-hmm.
but
it
doesn't look like it. However, because you don't have those jobs, when this other thing comes up soon, you'll be in a better position for it, and it will be a job you want to do, because you don't particularly want to do either of these jobs.
Well, money is money, and actually they pay, but what
yeah,
I have now, it doesn't pay the bills.
Right.
In other words, I have no, I like the environment. I like the company, so it's still a similar job, so I wouldn't mind to do that job, you know, especially if they pay much more than I make now.
Yeah, but it doesn't have your passion.
Well,
and but wait.
Let me
explain. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is that you will be much more, you will have much more passion and much more interest in whatever will be coming up next. So I do understand. When you don't have enough money, when you can't quite put things together. But if you make that your total focus, you're not going to find the job that that gives you the creativity and the joy that is out there waiting for you. So this is a step, and doing this process, and it may even be in the same company, and it may be, okay, we've announced these two promotions, go through and definitely apply for them. But if you don't get it, then keep in mind that there is something else. So a scenario such as you go to the interview and they don't think you're quite right for either of those jobs, but in a month something comes up and they say, you know, Anne would be just right for that. That's the kind of thing I'm seeing for you.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I am qualified, but the problem that they like someone much younger than me, and the person is not as qualified as I am, so that probably can make me sad, you know, if this person gets this promotion. But
well,
I understand what
you
say.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I don't think you're hearing what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand. No, I understand that there will be something after these promotions that they may hire me for a full time, and I will be making more money.
Yeah, and
or be happier.
Yeah, happier.
Yeah, it's about being happier because these other two jobs aren't the cards that came up that the job is not quite right for you.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the team that you would be with isn't one that you would necessarily be comfortable with, and it looks like the tasks and the jobs are going to be creative. So be thinking about, okay, what's next? What do I have next? Because Judith said something else is coming up. I'm looking around for that. And be open to that what is next and not concentrate on this cute young thing that they decided to hire instead of you. But concentrate on, okay, there's a position out there that I am more settled with what I am.
So in other words, you feel that my financial situation will improve this year because it got to the point that it's very difficult to pay the bills. I'm just willing to take any job that pays more than I'm making now.
That's a different question.
Mm-hmm.
You're pregnant with possibilities right now.
Yeah.
So yes, you can turn that around, but it goes into manifesting what it is that you want to do. So you need to be able to manifest. Okay, here's your homework, and this is
okay.
For any of you out there that are looking to do to change your job, change your spouse or partner, or make any kind of change in your life. Write down what you want to bring into your life. And, yeah, money's going to top the list, but it's got to be beyond money. It's got to be what is it you want to be doing? What does your day want to look like? What kind of people do you want in your surroundings? And then you're going to look at what is in your way from making that happen on another piece of paper. And then any of you that want, I did a newsletter several months ago that I can email to you, and it's on how to manifest, and it also have words of power on there. And so I will send you the manifestation and the words of power if you email me.
Okay,
and,
sure, definitely. Because I really want the full-time job with this company, and they only had this full-time. They hadn't had any hiring for 2 or 3 years, and that's probably the first possibility, and it may not happen for another 3 or 4 years, and I won't be able to survive without full-time job. I really want this job, and I need benefits and medical and all these things, so money is important at this time of my life. I have some family problems. I really need money.
Okay, so then you're going to look at this, and you're going to look at how to manifest that.
Okay.
And you're going to look at both of those jobs. jobs that are coming up, and you're going to really concentrate. Of the two jobs, I think, well, you don't know which one I said, number one and number two, but one of them will be more desirable than the other. And so look at which one is more desirable, not because of the money, but because of the work that you would be doing.
Okay.
And use the rituals around that manifestation, and go from there. And I wish you the very best of luck. I really do.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And happy
birthday. The one
whose birthday is tomorrow, right?
Yes, it's my birthday.
Happy
tomorrow.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You do have Lady Luck on your side right now, because Jupiter is your Jupiter's in our sign of Gemini right now, so
yeah, you
so
know
you
what,
do have good stuff going.
Actually, yeah, it's true, and astrology 2 years ago I had a full time job and I lost it, and I since that many things changed in my life, and many companies, there's like hiring freeze and not hiring at all for full-time positions, and I cannot survive with part-time job. I simply can't.
Do me a favor, Anne, send me your birth date, birth time, and birthplace as close as you can get it for time to Janet, J-A-N-E-T, Hickox, H-I-C-K-O-X, @hotmail.com, and I'll take a look at your chart for the year.
Oh, could you please say again the Janet and then?
Yes, Janet Hickox, and it's spelled H-I-C-K-O-X @hotmail.com.
Okay.
We'll take a look at your chart and we'll see. Oh, I need your birth date, birth time, and birth place.
Okay. I will. Thank you. Thank you both. You've been wonderful. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I appreciate everything.
Thank you.
Blessings to you.
You're very welcome.
Blessings to you, too.
Thank you.
Well,
bye-bye.
We've managed to go over time here, Miss Judith. Such a popular show. We're going to have you come back again. So to close out the evening here, let's put out your email or your website again for our listeners who will listen to the recording so that they can get a hold of you and have readings.
Yes, it's Judith at Life Path Expressions. That's Judith with a Y, J-U-D-Y-T-H, at lifepathexpressions.com. And my website is listed under Judith Salt or under Life Path Expressions. They both go to the same place.
Awesome. Well, thank
and
you so much for being on the show.
You're
very
welcome. And I'm also offering classes, including communicating with your guides and learning tarot. And if anybody's interested in that, I can send them information on it.
Oh, awesome. Now, you do these online, is that right? Or in person?
I teach in person, but I also have workbooks that I'm selling on my website. They're not up there now. I'm just putting the finishing touches on them. And then I will probably be doing some webinars too. So if people email me with what they're interested in, I'm real good about making sure it happens.
Awesome. Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a good evening, and thank you to our producer for staying overtime with us on this. And everybody, have a stellar week.
I had a wonderful time, Janet. I hope we get to do it again soon.
We will. We will. Take care,
okay.
Judith.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology. You can reach Janet for readings at www.living-astrology.com or by email at janet@living-astrology.com. Do you have questions about how astrology works or questions about your own chart? Send them to me at dearastro@living-astrology.com. One show each month will be dedicated to answering your questions. Goodbye for now, and have a stellar week.